Firaj says gigantic cover-up over Southport attack as killer Rudaku Banna changes pleas to guilty on all counts. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 20, 2025. Rwandan heritage teen Axel Rudaku Banna unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges including the murder of three young girls and terrorism-related offenses at the first day of his trial on Monday, prompting Nigel Farage to again express concerns about the cover-ups he says surrounds the deadly Southport attack. There will be no trial of 18-year-old Axel Rudaku Banna after he unexpectedly pleaded guilty to all charges put before him in Liverpool Crown Court. The plan had been for the trial proper to begin on Tuesday morning, meaning the families of the deceased were not in court to hear the surprise plea at this morning's preparatory hearing. Rudaku Banna responded guilty when three charges of murder, 10 of attempted murder, one of possessing a knife, one of producing a biological toxin, and one of possessing information of the kind likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism. He has admitted killing 6-year-old B.B. King, 7-year-old Elsie Dot Stancombe, and 9-year-old Alice Da Silva Aguiar. Most of his other victims cannot be named due to their right to privacy as children, but 2 of the 10 victims of attempted murder were adults, a dance teacher who shielded the children from his blows, and a local businessman who ran to their aid. Rudaku Banna will appear in court again on January 23 for sentencing. The judge, Mr. Justice Coos, told Rudaku Banna in court this morning it would be inevitable that a life sentence would be imposed. Speaking outside the court, a spokesman for the Criminal Prosecution Service said the attack was a meticulously planned rampage and that Rudaku Banna is a young man with a sickening and sustained interest in death and violence. He has shown no signs of remorse. While Rudaku Banna will certainly now go to prison, many questions over the attack remain. Indeed, as acknowledged by UK state broadcaster the BBC, answers to the mystery of his motivations may now never be answered. They stated, some answers may have emerged from the trial, or they may not. Now, after Axel Rudaku Banna's guilty pleas this morning, there will be no trial. British Member of Parliament and leader of the Reform UK Party and the decades-long Brexit movement Nigel Farage, who has previously expressed serious concerns that his absolute right to freedom of speech as a parliamentarian had been curtailed over this case, again expressed concern over a cover-up on those issues as the news of a guilty plea emerged today. Speaking from Washington, D.C., where he is to attend the inauguration of once and future President Donald Trump today, Mr. Farage told the Daily Telegraph, "I was pretty certain from what I had been told very early on that this was a terrorist-related attack. I wanted to ask questions in Parliament about what the authorities knew about this man. But my rights of parliamentary privilege were taken away and I was not allowed to say anything, which is extraordinary. I wasn't even allowed to ask any questions in Parliament. And the suggestion that it was because of ongoing court proceedings is completely wrong. This reflects very badly on the Prime Minister." Mr. Farage said it is his understanding that there has been a gigantic cover-up from day one but refused still to classify the attack as terrorist for political reasons. Adding to Mr. Farage's positions was the revelation from the Press Association that while police discovered Rudaku Banna's attempts to create biological warfare agent ricin in his Al-Qaeda training manual within days of the attack, these details weren't made public for several months. Mr. Farage has previously asserted this delay, which is now officially known, existed and had possibly been a deliberate move as part of the government's management of the public's feelings about the mass stabbing of young children. Farage said the riots that followed the stabbing last year were not suppressed in any way by government censorship, but rather had been fueled by the information vacuum created by Downing Street. What really led to the riots was the withholding of information. "The public are capable of absorbing the truth about terrorist attacks. We have had them before without them causing riots," he said, stating there had not been riots after terror attacks such as the Westminster Bridge attack where the facts were made public quickly. Also made public for the first time today are new details about Rudaku Banna's school days and his activity in the weeks leading up to the killings. While it is emphasized by the Press Association that these facts have not been proven, it is at least claimed that Rudaku Banna had said he was racially bullied at school and carried a knife in the classroom for self-defense. It is stated he was excluded from school for the knife, and staff at other schools he subsequently was enrolled in, although in one case his attendance was recorded as just 1%, expressed concern about his violence towards others. Rudakubana returned to his former school once and attacked someone there with a hockey stick. Allegedly a former bully or someone he had a grievance with. He attempted to return to the school again just a week before the Southport stabbings but was restrained by his father, it is stated.